This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Gas prices have been soaring, and last week the national average hit $2.06 a gallon. Those numbers are largely determined by global forces, but the last few pennies are tacked on at the filling station itself. And the numbers that stations put on their signs can be the source of fierce street corner competition. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on the battle for hearts and gas tanks along one San Diego street.
The sign outside the Arco station on a busy boulevard in San Diego reads $2.37 for a gallon of unleaded regular. That prompts some grumbling from customer Dean Santoro, but it's not enough to stop him from topping off his tank.
I think it's outrageous. I don't know what we're going to do about it. I mean, you got to get gas.
Cliff Tabor, who owns this Arco franchise, has grown accustomed to cranky customers. He's been in the business for 26 years.
I'll go out to the price sign and change your price on there, and, you know, people will holler driving down the street, "Hey, what are you doing now?" You know, and like we're the ones getting it going. But I don't go out to the price sign and change it without me getting the price increase.
Sitting in his cramped office behind the Minimart's fragrant hot dog cooker, Tabor waves a sheaf of faxes announcing price increases from his Arco wholesale supplier.
All these are 4 cents. Then there's a 5 cents. There's a 2 cents.
Tabor insists his own margin, about 10 cents a gallon, has not increased since he opened his first gas station back in 1978. That has to cover all of his expenses, including $7,000 in monthly rent. At today's high prices, Tabor says he's selling 10 to 15% less gasoline than he was a year ago. Overall consumption has not decreased, which suggests that some of Tabor's customers are buying their gas elsewhere.
People still price shop for 2 or 3 cents, and if gas is $2.25, they'll buy it at $2.25 versus going down the street at the $2.27. I've always got a kick out of people, you know, a doctor or professional person, you know, waiting in line for 10 minutes to get gas that could save a quarter. But we do it all the time.
As a result, Tabor has to be mindful of what his competitors are charging up and down the street. There are 5 other gas stations within a mile of his. 3 are charging the same price he does, $2.37. 1 is 2 cents higher, and the 5th station is undercutting Tabor's price by 8 cents a gallon. That low-price station had been a mobile dealer until a couple of months ago when owner Rich Stowe decided to go independent and change the name of his store to Mega Fuel. Now, unlike Tabor, who has to buy his gas from an Arco supplier, Stowe can buy from any wholesaler. He often gets a better price, and he splits the savings with his customers.
It's the same gas. I mean, we all get it from the same refinery, so there's no difference. So I'm pumping more gas. I'm making more money myself. My price is better. It's a win-win.
Going independent has cost attached, though. Stowe spends more time shopping wholesale prices, and if supplies are tight, he runs the risk of being cut off. What's more, Stowe says he could hardly sleep one night this past week before he decided to pass along a wholesale price cut of 4 cents a gallon.
I just wasn't sure, like, it might be just a one-day fluke, and if it went up tomorrow, raising my price is never fun, but lowering it is okay. So I wanted to make sure the market was going to stay down a little before I lowered my price.
Nationwide, unbranded stations like Stowe's are gaining ground, corner by corner, as consumers become more price conscious. But not all drivers are such careful shoppers. Less than 2 miles away from Stowe's station, on the same street, a Union 76 dealer is charging almost $3 a gallon, 65 cents more than Mega Fuel. A customer there called the price outrageous, and then he proceeded to fill his gas tank. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.